We welcome you back on the Cacique pregame show. It's time for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview as we get ready for a doubleheader here between the Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers. I'm Jack Smith, joined by the farm director for the Texas Rangers, Josh Bonifay. Bonnie, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You've been around here a couple of times this season, and I know you pop over to all of the different minor league affiliates from time to time. What has caught your eye maybe the most when you've been out here to Rough Riders games this season?
Well, I mean, our offense has been outstanding this year. You know, we're lead leaguers in a lot of certain categories offensively. But, you know, we also have some really good pitching and our ability to close out baseball games. And we play a very good brand of baseball. Like, as you look around the league, the style we play, the brand we play, our ability to compete night in and night out and have a chance to win every night is something special in the minor leagues.
There may not be a better person to ask than you, but what brand of baseball do you want to play offensively down at this level?
Well, I mean, you just want to execute situational baseball at its highest level. Anytime runners are on base, you know, you want to, you know, make sure that you dominate your zones, doing damage in your zones, but also have high execution rates of when runners are at third, less than two, runners are on base. You want to make sure that you get a good pitch to hit. You want to move the baton. If there's a need for a backside single in order to get the next guy to the plate, you just want to play an offensively holistic brand of baseball.
Yesterday wasn't the best offensive day until the ninth inning, and it somehow turns into a day where you score seven runs. What did you notice from yesterday's game, specifically the fight from the offense?
Well, I mean, I think both starting pitchers were outstanding. Their ability to mix pitches and make pitches in big moments was key early. And then both offenses took control later on with mistakes. They left pitches out over the plate, and you saw special players do special things in big moments yesterday.
I feel like a lot of guys were on display who started the season with Hub City and are now here in Frisco. You look at a guy like Aiden Curry, who got the start, as you mentioned, Malcolm Moore, who made his Double-A debut, and then Diesla and Rafe Parrish. What have those guys shown you this year, not only to earn the promotions, but what they've done so far at the Double-A level?
Well, I mean, they were extremely hot offensively. You know, they were able to make contact. They were able to take their walks. They were able to do damage, you know, come up with big hits at their affiliate in Hub City. But they're great teammates. They know how to dominate their special areas, their fundamentals. They know how to play a very clean, crisp brand of defense. And also, you know, they know how to swing the bat. So a combination of all those things make them special players. And we were able to get them here to help the Riders.
Curry specifically had his best Double-A start so far yesterday. What looked different to you about that start than the first couple here?
Just command of all of his pitches in the zone early. He attacked, you know, first pitch strikes were good, and then his ability to put hitters away. But his arsenal was on point yesterday.
And then how about Dalton Penns, who kind of fits in that same category? He's been dealing so far in Double-A.
Yeah, Dalton, I mean, he's just high character, controls the strike zone, throws all of his stuff in the zone. The fastball is unique. He gets above, you know, the barrels. He attacks. He's relentless. Just on the mound, and he's the ultimate competitor. You want him on your team at all times.
Talking with Josh Bonifay here on the Cacique pregame show, some of those guys maybe steal the headlines when they come up, but guys who have been here the entire season are Orlando Martinez and Marcus Lee Sang, and kind of at the moment where this team needs them most in a playoff run, they're playing some of their best baseball. What does it mean to you to see guys who the Rangers sought after as minor league free agents play so well?
I mean, it means everything. They've taken on to what the Rangers brand in as a style of play. They fit in extremely well. They're leaders inside the clubhouse. They're leaders on the field. They hold players accountable. When, you know, there's certain fundamentals that don't take place, they're just really good teammates as well. But they play. They know the game. They know how to take at bats. They know how to pass the baton. They know how to be leaders on and off the field. And they fit extremely well into the Rangers organization.
On the pitching side, you can kind of say the same about Blake Townsend, who gets the ball in game one of the doubleheader today. What do you like most about Blake?
Blake, he gets ahead. He's able to mix pitches. You know, he can go north-south. He can go east-west. He can speed you up, slow you down. He can do all of those things. But he's not afraid of contact. He's not afraid to be in the zone. And he just attacks. I mean, he is on the attack from pitch one. He's a great guy, knows how to pitch. And you'll see him today, hopefully. We'll give him the ball for a certain amount of pitches and see what he can do with it.
That wraps up part one of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview with Rangers Farm Director Josh Bonifay. You're on the Cacique pregame show. When we come back, it's game one of the doubleheader today, and Baylor Scott and White Health starting lineups come up next.